Public perception of genetically modified crops and foods is one of the biggest issues being discussed at the American Seed Trade Association annual meeting in Indianapolis this week. Outgoing Chairman Craig Newman says ASTA joined with other industry groups to form the Coalition for Safe, Affordable Foods in order to try and deal with the attempts around the country to legislate GMO labeling at the state and even local levels.
There's been a bill in Congress to try to make that a national issue and so that you didn't have all these states doing different things, because it's just a nightmare for food companies and eventually seed companies to try to have to monitor that if every state has a different regulation. So that's a big one that we've joined a coalition with them. Food Manufacturers Association to support that.
Risa DeMasi is moving into the first vice chairman position on the ASTA board, and she's from Oregon, where two counties recently voted to ban the production of genetically modified crops.
Unfortunately, I think it's such an emotional conversation, and I think as Americans, we're very privileged to have choices and freedoms to have those philosophical conversations. I don't think we always recognize the effects that we're having globally or just outside of our own areas. And those implications can mean life or death to somebody somewhere.
DeMasi says referring to biotech traits and genetically modified crops as new technologies or advancements might help the public perception of them.
We focus on GMO and it becomes this big, bad, ugly monster thing. If you're just going to label GMO, GMO, and that's the box, well then you can't even accept some things that technically you might, or emotionally you might be for. You know, nobody wants to get rid of their cell phone, but if we hadn't allowed that technology, I mean, where would we be today?
And incoming Chairman John Schonecker says ASTA is working harder to help members educate policymakers about the industry.
As I become chair, one of my focuses will be advocacy. That's part of our strategic plan, something we need to do to get the word out on our seed business and the good things we do in our business for our customers, the farmer, growers, producers, and how that impacts the consumer. But more importantly, probably, to get our message to influencers in the media, out in politics, with our legislators.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.